Last time on Gamers Table Victoriana.
Well, we just ended with the massacre at the Halfling Pub, if you remember, where you guys were attacked by Merryweather and his
vicious halfling troop.
the Lollipop Guild attacked you, and you
Lollipop Guild.
It didn't go well for them.
No, it did not. No. Most of them, well, I would say a good half of them are either dead or dying. When you decided to black bag the actor, Robin Merryweather, and you took him to Laszlo's apartment for questioning. And it turned out he is actually Robin Merryweather, the guy you were following, was Robin Merryweather, the guy you were looking for. When asked about what he did with Penelope Austin, he came clean and said that he was paid by a masked man. He had taken Penelope to the Black Garter as per instructions so this masked man could take her away. The masked man, all he could tell you was he was very tall, he wore black clothing, and the mask itself was a blank face with just eye holes. The only other information you got was that the coach that the man rode in was a rented coach from a company called Cook's Carriage. So VJ took Merryweather to the station house to have him booked, or at least held for until further questioning. And then the rest of you guys went to Cook's Carriage, where you met with a couple of the night drivers who the major knew, had worked with before. He had given them a nice little tip, and they came clean with some information. Philip, one of the drivers, worked for the masked man, was to be working for him later that night, and you guys orchestrated an ambush for this masked man. Philip was to pick up the man and then take him to Battersea Park, which was under construction. They were making a new zoo. And he was to meet a new girl there. So, ambush was planned. Reggie was in the boot of the carriage. Major, you were set up with your rifle.
Right.
And you were setting up to as like an overwatch / sniper position. VJ and Laszlo were tailing the carriage in their own carriage.
Quite.
And then Brick was in the bushes.
Where it belongs.
Where we left off was the ambush was sprung. Philip brings the man to the park, to the designated spot that you set up. The man steps out and is like confused because this is not where he was supposed to be let off. And that's when everything kind of came to a head. Everybody kind of jumped into position. And we are starting with initiative.
Hello, and welcome to Gamers Table, a podcast discussion of tabletop role-playing games, war games, movies, books, and various other game-related topics. Be warned, this show contains some explicit material that may not be suitable for all audiences.
Hello and welcome to Gamers Table. My name is Eric.
This is Mike.
This is Dan.
This is Mark.
This is Jason.
And I'm Sean.
He's got bowie knives.
Yes, big ones.
Nish, nish.
They're like short swords.
So I rolled better tonight than I did last week.
My dice.
No, that worked out really good last week, actually.
Where is it? I got 3, 4, 5. I don't even win Zelo.
Hey, look at that. 4 successes.
I got 4 as well.
Dan.
Trey.
Mark.
Dick.
0.
Yes.
4.
So he speaks 4. Spanish.
4. All right. Jason and Sean win initiative. You both get 2 extra dice to your action.
Yes.
Cool.
Mike now, and Mark, announce your intentions first.
I have a question before they do that.
Yes.
Since I was effectively readied for an action.
Yes.
Can I seize the initiative?
Is
there a function for that? I mean, he opens his coat and he's got, you know, and he's armed. That would be a sign for me to take a shot.
Well, no. Yeah, you have been spending your time aiming, so okay. You're getting your bonuses. You're getting something out of
right.
The time that you spent. No, you don't really seize the initiative. It's just, you know, like you're watching. He's going for weapons.
Okay.
You know, now it's time to shoot.
10-4.
Okay, so anyway, Mike and Mark, intentions.
I put on my brass knucks.
Well, you probably have them on already, I would say.
All right.
To save time.
Bush.
You know, have them on your hands, in your pockets, you know, so that way you're not having to spend this round putting them on.
Okay.
Okay.
So then I guess...
And you're standing within melee range of him.
And he's, what, 12 feet tall?
He's pushing probably 7 or probably 8 feet tall.
My God.
Punch him in the bollocks.
Okay. Mike?
I'll probably be casting a spell.
Okay. So casting a spell is a full round action. You would initiate it, and then you would resolve it next round.
Next round.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Spellcasting is very effective, but very slow in this game. Okay? So your intention is to cast. Uh-huh. He got a 1 for initiative, so he announces his intentions, and he intends to... He has quick draw, so he's going to quick draw both of his blades, and he's going to stab at random. So let me determine who he's going to stab at.
Random isn't part of our group.
I think the guy with the pepper box is the biggest danger.
First stab goes to Brick. Second stab goes to Laszlo. High tie, high tie. So those are the two people that he's going for.
Ignoring the halfling.
Hey.
At his peril.
I figure he's going to be on the ground before he gets his stab off anyway.
It'll be a mistake. He only makes once.
Dan, your intentions.
I will squeeze off shot on his leg.
You're going to shoot him. Okay. And then Jason and Sean. You're going to shoot at him. Okay.
Oh, 44.
Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not the pepper
box. He's completely ignoring you, so he gets no defense against you.
Ooh. Kick him in the nuts.
I think I'm going to do a volley fire in his knee.
Some blow both of his legs off.
Let's just make sure we got a couple belts ready for tourniquets or something.
Dibs on one of the knives.
Anybody have medicine?
Dibs on the other knife. VJ, I think. He's a doctor.
No. He has healing, though. He has a healing spell.
Medicine?
So what are you a doctor of?
He's a PhD.
Oh.
I do not have
not a real doctor then.
I would assume that would be a specialty.
Yes.
Yeah, no. So Sean and I go first?
Yes.
Simo or?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to kill him before we get dear to God. Ask him anything, aren't we?
I was going to say, yeah, that's
now
paramount.
You're shooting. You're both shooting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot him in the knee.
He gets no defense against you, so you're just shooting him. Bam. You he can actually try and avoid. Okay. So go ahead and make your shots.
Shooting him in the back of the knee?
Is there any...
Ouch.
Firearm?
Penalty or what do I need to shoot him in the knee? I'm going to do a volley fire on his leg.
Okay. You're calling your shot. I'm going to impose a 3 black dice penalty for that to make it difficult.
I'm going to shoot him in the chest.
Center mass. Yeah, that's not.
Thanks.
We want to be able to question him.
All right. Here we go.
Killing.
Dr. Laszlo.
I'm only rolling 6 dice. Firearm skill. Yeah. 1 6. Okay, come on. Come on, maybe I need one more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
2 successes.
2. He got 3.
Oh.
So you go pop one off, and he turns, and you shoot like under his knee as he lifts it up, and you shoot his cloak just as. And so he's standing on one leg.
There you go. Take it out from under him, man.
Reggie decides to blow out his knee. Remember, you get an additional dice for each barrel you're firing.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Okay, I'm going to need some more dice.
Oh, he's
Sean.
Done. Get your own dice.
We need to take
don't
away.
Critically fail.
Yeah. I have to roll.
We need to take away that pistol. That's
how many more for every... I get a dice for each barrel that I'm shooting, but is there also a penalty for that too?
It's a knockback. You're going to be knocked down.
How many?
I'm going to need
three
more.
Yeah, I thought each barrel was also it was one dice, but it was also a black dice too, I thought.
I don't think so.
I think that's the way he did it the first time when we read the rules. We found the rules.
Got it.
Got enough dice here, son? Hey, the rule is maximum in your hand 10.
That's right.
So every 2 over 10, you get an automatic success.
Okay.
That would give you 2 automatic successes.
And 10 dice.
And 10 dice. Well, 11 dice.
11 dice. Plus Eric's 3. So I had 2.
Well, no. Black dice count to that max in your hand. So you,
oh, really?
Yes. So now you're at what?
That would be 18. That would be 4 successes.
4 successes. So you're
going to roll 7 dice.
7 plus regular dice plus the 3, the 3 blacks. And you've got
4 successes.
4 automatic successes.
Ooh, 1 black one. Ooh, look at the 6s on the greens. Yes. Nice, another 6. This guy's toast. Oh, and a 1. Oh, my God.
So that's 8 successes altogether?
9 successes altogether.
Holy
9 successes.
This guy's toast.
You do 7 damage, right?
It's
multiplied.
Yeah.
It's 7. Yeah, 7 dice.
He's going to kill him.
7. No, it's 7. 7 dice.
You don't know how bad this dude is.
Oh, look at
look
the 6.
Look at all the 6s.
Oh, my God. 5 6s.
Jeez.
Roll all those again.
If I ever run Victoriana, I'm banning pepperbox weapons.
Oh, you didn't get none on that one.
We still got to be doing it wrong.
So
5.
We have to be.
That's 23.
23 damage?
Yep.
Okay.
Dead. Dude, God, dead.
No, he's not. Dead. He's a vampire, I'm telling you.
Dude is sans leg.
He's a vampire. He's a German vampire with Bowie knives.
I think it would be Romanian. Fit the cliche.
Carpathians.
So much for this
character. Carpathian.
He's Viggo.
Viggo. I was thinking the same thing, Mark.
He's Viggo.
Okay, so he lifts up one leg, avoids Sean's shot. You blow out from, you give him a below-the-knee amputation. Boom!
And he falls on his butt.
On the stub. No, he's still standing on one foot.
Dan. So he's got the one leg up in the air, and the other one's going, being blown out from under him.
Does he have, I don't have anything to shoot at now.
Yeah, he's got two legs.
You know what I'm saying?
He's got two legs.
You can blow his other leg off if you want to.
Sorry, Major.
He has a knife in his hand.
Yes.
Shoot I will the knife.
No, take a shot at his hand.
Okay. Go ahead.
So
shooting at called shot on the hand. I'm going to call it a very difficult.
Okay. But I've been aiming. What you say? I get up to my firearm skill.
Well, it's for it's one per round.
Okay. So I had what?
I'll give you two rounds.
Two rounds. Okay.
So that's plus two dice. Okay. I'm going to give you a six dice. Six black dice.
Six.
Jeez.
That's very difficult. Near impossible, 40 black dice.
What? Jesus. 40. 40.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my impossible.
God, why would you?
Ridiculously difficult, 20 black dice.
Nice. Don't roll all those. What? What?
I love it when you hit your
shield. Yes, back it down because you got to back it down to 10.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So you're only rolling four of your own dice.
Pretty much.
He's rolling all black.
And you've got five automatic successes.
Five automatic. And all I'm rolling right now is black dice, pretty much.
So you want to roll nothing.
Anything over those black dice is gravy.
Three, four, five.
Five successes.
Okay.
Five successes.
The autos.
Right. So you're shooting at his hand. What's your damage there?
It says, where is
what kind of rifle are you shooting?
It's my trusty hunting rifle. I know that. I have deadly shot, so it's a times two. Damage, I assume. Yes. There it is. Damage dice, 14.
Yeah.
Plus two, 16. So there's three successes plus 10 dice. I had how many? Four and three, so that's seven. Seven successes.
Seven successes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Times two.
Okay.
Is it double dice or is it double?
Because he has deadly shot.
Deadly shot. Wow. Is it times?
It's double dice.
Double dice. Yeah. So I need to roll 14, 16 more dice again. Sorry.
No.
Just double my successes makes it easier. 14.
Yeah. Okay. So boom, leg goes off. Boom, hand goes off. Boom, he hits the ground.
Come on, I'll bite your leg off.
Yeah.
Care to answer my question now?
Also, the rule is, he announced his intention. He pulled his weapons and he was going to attack. But the minute you're hit, your action is nullified.
Ooh.
So if someone beats you in initiative and you're going to stab somebody and they shoot you, your action is nullified. So boom, boom, he goes down.
Shoulder my rifle.
Okay.
Start traipsing down.
So you start packing everything up.
Is the leg regenerating?
No.
Okay, we're safe.
But it's not bleeding.
Yeah, I know. He's a vampire. That's why he's not bleeding.
Oh.
And if he wasn't a vampire before he arrived here, he became a vampire after I suggested it.
Well, then they're all vampires.
Great.
Everybody.
Everyone.
I bet he's recruiting females.
Do I still get my action?
Yes, you sure do.
You
so
have a sharp.
So does Mike.
You have a sharpened stake, right?
I've got a cane.
So, boom, leg goes off, flies off into the woods.
I do too, actually.
Hand goes off, boom, flies off into the woods. He hits the ground, his mask pops off, and you see that, yes, he's got a massive, split in his face, like he'd been hit in the face with an axe.
Nice.
And one eye, his right eye is completely white. The other eye is lucid. And he's looking around.
Good night, son John.
So you're going to hit him? Mike, you're casting a spell?
You said that went off next round.
Yes.
Heal me. Oh, wait. I didn't take no damage.
Three dice. Plus
you're six, punching
four
him.
Four dice.
With brass knuckles.
With brass knuckles.
Represent.
And it's not like he can really defend against me at the moment.
Silver knuckles.
Well, he's got one good hand. With a knife.
With a big knife.
And he's a vampire.
Do I get any bonuses or anything for him being on the ground?
No, but he gets...
Minus bits?
No, he gets minus bits.
Dude. I got no successes.
Wow.
What?
All right, so you
go, whiff.
Good night, sunshine.
I have a feeling you're going to get stabbed on general principle.
Yeah, I'm not having the best of luck. I haven't succeeded on a single roll. Man. One empathy roll I got at one.
It's good. It's good. This good.
You need a pepper box.
You go, good night, sunshine. And he, as you rear back, he has good hand. You know, he's laying on the ground.
That's right.
He goes, and he sticks you with his Bowie knife.
Because this is contested. I forgot about that. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you and he was I'm going to die. Done.
And I'm not playing any cool characters in any game I'm playing.
You're talking about Pickles is awesome.
No, Pickles is not awesome.
Not everybody has to be a hard ass. Pickles isn't a hard ass. He's is awesome.
I think Pickles is kind of a hard ass.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, it's because Mark's playing.
What's your armor?
4.
Okay. He got 3. So he sticks it in your armor and it doesn't do anything.
You owe me a new suit.
You bastard.
So he goes, and he sticks it in you, but he really didn't have much behind it. You're going to have to disarm him. Otherwise, he's going to just keep going. All right. So new initiative.
Did I see? Oh,
nothing again.
I'm probably too far.
Mark, zero.
I'm far away.
I think Mark's ready for new dice.
So you still have your gun.
Right. I was thinking initiative? Combat was going to be over. So, okay. Look out.
How many dice do you have? For initiative.
3.
Oh, hey, I got 9.
I got 7. How'd you get 9?
I'm just really fast. Look at that, baby.
Look at that. Oh, my God, look at that.
Look at
the
that.
Way this character shakes out, I roll a lot of damage
Sean,
if I hit.
Oh, my God.
Mike, what'd you roll?
1.
Okay. Another 6. Damn.
Did you really?
Yeah. So that goes up there.
Ow. Oh, me.
4.
Throw a dice in your eye.
I wanted to put my headphones back on and it slipped out of my fingers and smoked me in my eye.
That's karma, I'm pretty sure.
Headphones are whipping your ass.
That's karma.
I got 5 successes.
I got 4.
Okay.
Oddly enough.
I got 4.
Yeah, I didn't build up any good karma for all these failed rolls.
Jason?
6.
Wow.
God damn.
Sean, I rolled 5 ones.
All right, Jason, you get the 2 extra dice.
Damn it.
All right.
You have an empty pepper box.
Yes, I do. I also have a saber.
Mark, yeah. You are last, so intentions.
I'm going to try to disarm that last knife, I guess.
Okay. All right. So you're going at him.
How long does it take to reload?
5 rounds.
Oh, my God. Okay, never mind.
It's a one and out kind of thing.
I holster that.
That would take a... That would be
no, action. I'm not holstering it. I'll use it in my hands. I'll use it as a...
your
pistol whip.
Pistol weapon. Yeah. All right, Mike. So your spell goes off. So you're going to finish your spell. You weren't interrupted or anything. Dude is going to stab one of the people around him. And he's going for Mark. Then it's Dan.
How's he? Is he still on his foot?
He's laying down. He's on his back.
We should just back away.
He would still keep coming. He's obviously putting up a fight. So yeah. I'll go for his other hand.
Okay. You got the black dice there.
That's right.
And you don't get the bonus for the aim. Sean.
I'm going to cut his arm off with my sword.
So, there you go.
And you're going to?
Draw my saber and cut his arm, off with his sword.
So you're attacking with your sword. Now you're going melee 3-on-1. So now he gets 6 black dice added to his attacks. If he even gets
We're all going for that arm, too.
Reginald is first.
I
have a 2.
I see a 6. Okay,
shut my wad 2. On that last roll. Come on, baby. Give me another 6.
Ooh, 1. That'll take. Work.
3.
3.
He got 0 successes. As a matter of fact, he botched because he had more black successes.
He actually raises his arm into my sword.
So, yes. He raises his hand up. You go,
hoy-ya. Saber, actually. Sorry.
Saber.
Damage of 8.
Are these Victoriana steampunk dice?
Yes, they are. Well, they are Q Workshop.
Q Workshop
steampunk dice.
Really?
So 4, Eric.
So 4 plus your... How many successes did you get on your attack? 3?
No, 4 altogether.
Oh, 4 altogether.
Yeah.
Okay. So you smack him in the hand. Doesn't seem to do any damage.
Ooh.
But because of his botch, he dropped the weapon.
Good
enough.
Nice.
Okay.
Is speaking a free action?
Sure.
I scream as loud as I can in my soldierly voice to the major. He's not bleeding!
That is not good. What is this man?
You don't know.
We will soon find out.
Now that he has no weapon, he holds his hand up like, I'm done.
And then Sean goes for his arm.
Boom!
And
Sean goes for his arm. Go.
No.
You can hold off.
I pick up his blade.
Okay.
Can you change your action?
No, you cannot change your action.
Oh, so. Okay.
Once you announce it, you cannot change it, because that's what you're intending on doing.
No, I hold off then.
So you just don't do anything?
Yes.
Okay. So you're like, You can not do anything.
I don't do nothing.
Okay. Then Dan.
Can I aim rather than fire?
So just not pull the trigger?
Right.
Yeah.
I'll continue to aim until I see things are totally safe.
He's got his hand up. His intention is to, you know, hope you don't kill him or destroy him. And
he said destroy, not kill.
Mike, your action.
He's good, not alive.
Good catch, Sean. Good catch.
All right. The Emperor was always threatening to destroy people, and they were always alive.
What's Gaslight do?
But he specifically said not
Gaslight
kill.
Gaslight turns, it gives you, it's like a light spell.
That's what I thought. So, boom.
What is this,
VJ, magic? There's a lamp right there.
What are you, Houdini?
So VJ holds up his hand, and there's a bright light emanating from it. Now everything's
bright as
sunlight.
You wouldn't be laughing
sunlight.
If he was a vampire, though.
Ooh, good point. Ooh.
Does it do something to vampires?
I don't know.
Sounds good.
He's sounds trying.
Good. I was going to disarm him, but he's already been disarmed, so I guess I'm just...
Technically, he's been delegged.
That's right.
De-armed.
And de-handed.
And de-handed. De-handed.
So, okay. So, essentially, combat is over. And now, with the bright light in his face, he is shielding his eyes, or his eye, from it.
Major, you want me to pat him down?
Whenever I see he's, like, obviously surrendered and they're, like, standing down, I'll make my way down to him.
VJ?
Major!
Is that a no?
I kind of get down there first.
Make a lore roll.
Lore.
Plus wits.
Come on, VJ. This is your bag.
Theology.
VJ, you're looking at this is an easy roll, Mike. So you get plus five to your dice pool.
Would theology do me any good here? No.
There we go.
Okay, so here it is. You cast the gaslight, Mike.
What are you guys doing?
You hold up your gas lamp, gaslight, and this man is a construct.
Well, he ain't real.
He got no motion.
So you're cool with destroying him? Is violence okay in this instance? Or
well, I think, let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
He still knows where the girl is.
This is a created creature.
Great.
Like a golem?
Yes.
I obviously
Frankenstein's monster.
Ooh.
Yes.
And he says, in a Russian accent.
Sounded German to me, typical. I'm sorry.
Don't kill me.
Who is your master?
Mikhail Nosich.
Has he answered yet?
No.
Okay.
So Laszlo,
all he said was, the girl is not here.
Yeah, and he said, who do you work for? He just puts his hand up, and he says, I work for...
Russian accent, right?
Yeah, he's got a Russian accent, and he kind of looks around like he can't really say, I work for the master. Do not destroy me. I am a pitiful wretch. I know.
I take my rifle and I chamber another round.
You had packed up everything, so now you've made your way to the lantern light now.
Correct.
The lamp light.
And I have reloaded my pistol with my last 8 shots.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
So you reload. All right, so you're like standing there reloading in his face. All right, he has completely given up hope. He thinks that you're just going to destroy him now. It's actually rather pitiful.
While I'm reloading, I'm going to reassure him in my most reassuring halfling voice. It's all right, mate. It's fine. We're not going to hurt you anymore. I'm just reloading my pistol.
Are you lying to him?
Because, no, yeah. I'm telling the truth.
So you're being
my pistol's serious. Empty. I got to reload it.
I give Laszlo a sideways glance.
All right.
So you're attempting to charm him.
And I holster it. Sure.
To try and ease his fears.
Is that charm? Oh, crap.
Charm is a skill. It's a common skill.
I probably should bully him. I'm better at that than charming. Dang it. I got one success. One net success.
So you're like, it's all right, mate. We're not gonna hurt you. You can't really read his face because it's
no
an
expression.
Expressionless mask
of
grotesqueness. And but he doesn't plead anymore. He just kind of looks around.
As I stroll up, I say, what do we have here, gentlemen?
Well, Major, we have a created creature.
We have bits of man laying about is what we have.
I'll after I reload my pistol and holster it, I'll pick his leg and his hand up and just kind of look at it like...
Yeah, it's
put
cold.
It on ice.
It's cold flesh.
Can we put it back on? Is that possible? VJ?
Not by me.
Hey, Beast, do you have a name?
My name is Ivan.
Ivan?
That's what the master calls me.
You need to pay attention right now.
He looks at you.
Where
is the girl that you were supposed to pick up tonight.
This is not where I was supposed to be.
Where were you supposed to be?
Under the gas lamp way.
Brick, go find her.
All right, so you send Brick to go find the girl?
Because we've got the carriage here.
Oh, okay, so you're going to get Brick will escort her home?
Right.
Brick, you go escort her home. Now he's sitting there. You send Brick away. Now what?
We could ask him,
Now the girl.
Where do you go from here? Do you know where your master lives?
He says, I take all the girls there.
Oh, perfect. Put the halfling in a wig.
Oh.
Actually, I was going to suggest that. That's not a bad idea.
Very short woman.
Well, we still have the other carriage here.
Yes, you have
that,
you have
that BJ carriage. Came
yeah.
in.
Yeah, so you send Philip with Brick.
Yes. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Can I roll an engineering mechanical to see if I can do something to make him bipedal again so he can walk? Something on the fly?
It's called give him a crutch.
Well, if that's what I got to do, I mean, that's...
You wouldn't need to roll anything for that. This is a construction site. There's plenty of, like, wood and stuff you could use.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and cobble something together real quick.
All right, you give him a crutch. All right, he's missing one of his hands, and he's missing one of his legs.
I shot his left leg off below the knee, and I think Dan shot his right hand off.
Yes.
So he should be able to...
He could crutch it. All right, so you start fastening him a crutch and he's...
No, we have an opportunity here to give him a peg leg. I think we should.
Well, that's what I was going
to
suggest.
Yeah. I don't think you have the means to do so at this point. No. So you're fastening him to something to so he can begin to move again. And he looks... This is the first time he's really gotten any kind of an emotion on his face. And he looks profoundly confused.
That we blew him apart and now we're attempting
to... Yeah, and then you're attempting to like help him recover.
Well, you know, we've identified that he is...
He's not a threat.
He's still the meanest looking thing you've ever seen.
He's an attack dog.
We are civilized Britons.
Correct.
This is how we treat prisoners of war, right, Major?
Correct.
Exactly. Even the Zulus.
What do you want out of life? As I'm... You know.
I'm thinking he's day to day.
Well, I'm thinking, what does he want to continue his existence or not?
You're asking him, does he want to continue living?
Right. Or is whatever it is that he's doing.
He doesn't really understand what you're saying, but it's obvious by the way he's given up. He hasn't fought to the end. He says, don't destroy me.
Right. Hold on, Major.
He's a lapdog.
I think maybe I can ask him right, a way he might understand. Let's say we gave you your freedom from the master, and we told you could leave right now and go wherever you wanted to go. Where would you go?
He shakes his head.
What could he possibly do? You know, he would be the rogue Frankenstein's monster.
We get him a hook hand and a peg leg, and he could be a pirate.
Right.
He says, there is nothing but the master.
Okay, cool.
There is nothing but the master.
Put him out of his misery.
He shakes his head. Like, he doesn't understand. It's like you're asking him something that he completely cannot understand.
He's not human.
At the very least, he needs to lead us to the girl.
Yeah.
Am I right? Am I right, Major? Yep.
No, Brick is going to get
first
the girl.
First things first.
Just take us to the master.
No, he's going to get the girl he was going to get tonight. Not the girl that we're looking for.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a separate girl.
He
yeah.
needs to just take us to the master.
Right. Let's go.
Yeah.
So it's go time.
All right, so you will take me to the master, and he acquiesces. He doesn't even put up a fight.
All right.
And the fight is out of this guy.
How many passengers will the carriage hold?
Six.
Yeah. You can squeeze them in.
Three and three.
And so, well, somebody can ride shotgun up front.
I'm actually going to ride shotgun behind him.
Put him in the boot.
So I can blow his friggin' head off if it's necessary.
As long as
you don't get any bits of Frankenstein.
Well, that's why I put him in the front seat and we can blow him all over the horses.
Sure.
Well, if they're in the carriage, you sit facing each other.
Yeah.
What's the Hindu... position on this created thing.
I thought you were going to talk about the Kama Sutra. I didn't know where you were going.
It's not human, so...
Well,
it's not
when
a
it
living...
comes... this is an abomination.
Any religion, it's an abomination.
It is someone with the hubris to create life outside of nature. That they believe that nature did not create life correctly, so they're going to do it themselves. It's a blatant affront to all religions. Hindu, with the cycle of rebirth and things like that, you could see that maybe either you don't know where this guy's soul. If this thing has a soul, and if it does, it could be the previous owner's soul that is trapped in this lifeless flesh.
Yeah, he needs to be released.
Yeah. So at the very least, you would want to maybe figure out a way to release the spirit out of this thing.
Or would it be multiple souls tied into one body?
It very well
because
could be
it's
that
probably
too.
Different.
So
people's
yes, you're
parts.
Having this fine philosophical discussion. Yeah.
I'd
as
say
you're traveling.
I'd say if anybody here would be opposed to destroying this creature, it would be Mike.
Him. Yeah,
yeah. Because there's
really oh, yeah, would be VJ. Yeah,
there's really no telling destroying. What has been used to create this.
Basically, want to burn it too.
Perfect place for him would be a monastery where he
live
could
out eternity as a monk.
Where meditate
cleanse his soul.
I'm thinking he's burned
in the Himalayas,
possibly.
No, he's listening to the conversation and he's just turning his head from person to person as if number one he's not used to losing a fight. Number two, he's not used to kindness in any way. You know, that's why he wears a mask. He's used to people just being outright afraid of him all the time.
We're talking about burning him.
Yeah, and I think he needs to be burned. You know, and that doesn't seem to faze him as if, you know, he's accepted his fate. So, you know, he's listening to everything everyone says and he's comprehending it, but he has no reaction.
Huh. I don't know. Ivan, what you think, what you want to do. The Himalayas sound good to you.
He shakes his head. There's only the master.
Yeah, well, maybe not for long. We'll see about that. You want a nip? Or a nose.
Would you like a nose? This one is bad.
No. For him, I believe a snot will do.
A snot.
Oh, on the way. Is anybody hurt like me?
Yes, there are some people hurt, or is there not?
I took no damage.
Hey, VJ, I'm hurt.
Well.
Charlie bit me, and it really hurt.
Charlie bit me.
I'm down 2 pips.
2 pips.
That should be... Virtual. That should be very easy.
I don't know if we've... Have you done any healing yet?
This is...
So I got 5 black dice?
Yes. That's because that's the difficulty.
And I'm using Thaumaturgy and what?
Thaumaturgy and Resolve, I believe.
Do you think there's any significance to why they chose 1s and 6s instead of 5s and 6s?
Would have been interesting. 3s and 4s.
It's resolve.
I mean,
because 1s are so negative.
10 was the max.
It could be something just to get
to make it different.
10, yeah, 10 is the max.
You know, 5s and 6s succeed and 6s explode. I mean,
you know, because like every game I've ever played, when it comes to a D6,
it's 6 always.
It's always bad.
Not in my game.
And then,
but we don't use D6s
in my
game. To make
your D6s more special.
5 successes, and you needed 4.
Wow.
Awesome.
Heal, it says this spell knits flesh and dispels infection. Healing does D6 worth of health pips instantly.
Who rolls that, me or Mike?
It doesn't matter. Go ahead and roll it, Mike. So you heal him for...
How much?
D6.
D6?
Pips.
That seems kind of difficult.
Wham!
Cool.
Well, it shouldn't be. It's not meant to be. It's 6. One of the harder spells pips. To cast.
Right. Okay.
How many times can you do that?
Essentially, he's going to have to rest for a while before he can do it again. How much mana do you have?
Six?
You have 12.
12? Oh, 12, yeah.
Yeah, you have 12.
How much
mana
did you burn there?
I don't know.
The cost for for heal?
I have mana.
You do?
Why do you have mana?
I don't know.
Everybody does. You could potentially learn to cast spells.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Grab you. What was injured? Your arm?
I really don't remember.
He sticks his finger in the wound.
It clamp my clawed hand over your wound. And get out my pocket watch and just watch it, counting down the time as it ticks.
You watch the watch?
And then when I release my hand, it's healed.
Thank you, VJ. Beautiful job.
But now you have 5 holes in your arm.
That's all right. That's all right. It's not the first time I've been healed.
Hey.
Brilliant.
The carriage pulls up.
Where are we?
Following the directions of Ivan. And Ivan has led you to the end of East Limehouse Street. The carriage stops in front of an old storehouse, like a depository.
You know what lime's for?
Preserving bodies, right?
To prevent scurvy.
No, not limes.
Limes.
Oh, lime. Sorry.
Sailor.
And you, as the wind picks up, you catch the exotic smells from Chinatown, which is only like a block and a half away.
I could get some laudanum.
Yes, you could.
So you're thinking about making a laudanum run.
Not now, Becker.
Gentlemen, I'll be right back.
It's like 2 in the morning. the depository is completely dark. The street is mostly dark. There are, here and there, there are gas lamps, but they're kind of sketchy, flickery. The depository looks run down, like it hasn't been used in quite some time. And Ivan, as he kind of hits the front of the carriage, you know, like boom, 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 and says, that's it. Yes. And he points it through the door.
With his stump?
With his, yeah, he indicates with his stump.
So
he has another hand.
You know? I look out the window of the carriage. Is this two-story? Is it one?
It is actually a three-story storehouse.
Reginald?
Yes, sir.
Can you get up on the roof?
Of course, sir. Okay. I salute.
You salute.
Right. See if you can come in from a different angle.
Climb?
I'm sure he can.
What would that be?
He's wily and resourceful like that.
Athletics.
Don't even look at your sheet.
Athletics.
All right. I can do it.
Wonderful.
I got two.
That'll be a six total dice.
And it's a common skill.
I will. Whose coach is this that we're using?
Mine. It's his rental.
You rented this coach? I'll just make sure that.
Technically, I did.
Yeah,
you did. Technically, I'll make sure that the hand and the leg are secured in the boot.
Okay.
I guess we just go ahead and off him.
It might be kind of loud right now. I think we ought to hold off on that.
To help this guy, we should really just give him a leg that's a whole halfling that you killed. You know? Kind of like the South Park guy.
I don't think we should kill this.
John Stamos as a leg. I can't remember what that was.
Hey, since you've already killed someone, murdered
someone, I've killed like everyone so far. You guys haven't done crap.
Go ahead and just off this guy.
I don't think we should kill this guy at all. I think we should keep him around your place.
I don't think my house is the appropriate place for this guy.
Abomination should not be walking the streets.
That's right. I'm going to leave the fate of this poor soul in the hands of our spiritual contingent, Mr. VJ.
Okay, so you want me to roll for my client?
Should we just call the yard?
Yes, what's everyone else doing while
they'll definitely destroy
while Reginald's scaling the side of the wall?
There are like
a fire escape.
Right. I'm going to follow him in.
You're going to go with him?
Yes. Okay. Rifle in hand.
Okay. Yeah. What's the rest of you going to do? Meaning Laszlo and VJ.
Who got the Bowie knives?
There were two.
Laszlo grabbed one of them.
I think.
For you, that would be a short sword.
I already have a saber. I'm not going to. I was just curious.
Laszlo could have grabbed both of them.
I just want to make sure this dude
doesn't have them.
Right. I mean, I just gave him a club. So
I would like to keep one kind of as a trophy.
Okay.
That's
you know.
I thought you'd keep the hand. That's why I put the hand in the lake.
I don't want
what part
a
of town
human
are we?
Hand as a trophy.
This is still East End London.
So would there happen to be any like street cops or?
Not this deep, no. Not at this time.
Good. I don't want to have to kill any more peelers.
You know, I think Victoriana campaign 2 is going to be us getting Reginald out of the country.
Right. He's breaking rocks.
Sending me off to the colonies.
Yes.
What is ectoplasmic bonds?
Ooh. Ask Dan Aykroyd.
Ectoplasmic bonds is...
like ghost shackles?
Essentially, it's Everett's tentacles.
Would that hold our friend in place? How we do this?
You could.
Could we just have our carriage just take him to the yard? Cut his other leg off. He can't get away.
Don't you think we're going to need this carriage?
Yeah.
Plan on carrying the girl yourself off your back?
Good point.
We should just take him with us.
Speaking of which.
I said we should keep him.
I love the picture you posted for Reginald. Queen and country.
Smoking hot.
Well, I told you she wasn't a good looking girl.
No.
They needed... It's like Silence of the Lambs. They need the big girl because they need all the extra skin.
I was just impressed that ass would put on a corset and cinch it up.
It was the time. Yeah. It was the time.
So what are we doing with
it? And that's speaking as a fat ass. So
no,
it's okay
I'm going
to say
like
that.
I'm going to have him run interference, and he's going to walk in this building right in front of me.
Oh, we're going to walk him in. Okay.
Wait a minute. Oh, I thought you meant me. I was like, what the hell kind of crap is that?
Yeah, so the Major and Reginald are going to climb up to the top.
No, I was going to walk in the front door.
You're
right
walking in the front door. Reginald's going in the top.
Right. I envision Reginald like leaping down from the rafters with his pepper box in hand. You know.
All right.
I'm going to the front door.
Did you give me those orders?
Huh? No. You'll work it out.
All right.
They're great.
Okay. So it looks like we're splitting the group.
Well, basically.
Oh my God.
We'll just us and Reginald.
We're returning this lost soul.
Right.
What the hell?
We're Team A. And Reginald, you are Team B.
Okay. Reginald, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to have you roll. There's three floors to this. I'm only going to make you roll one climb check because you got to actually climb the side of the wall
to get to the fire escape, the drain pipe
to get to the fire escape. So I'm going to make that a difficult task. So that's three blacks.
Okay. I'm going to add
Okay, so that's another two.
You're going to be like I was, and you're just going to have a fistful of black dice.
That's an optional rule. Next time we play, we could play that or not. It depends on if you just want a bunch of dice in your hand.
Like dice.
So that's...
The other rule is that Pepperbox damage is multiplied by the number of successes you get in damage is multiplied by the number of barrels.
Totally makes more sense.
So if you get three successes, it's times eight, 24. Not 64 dice or whatever.
Okay.
Ooh.
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 Two black successes. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you screwed the pooch.
Yeah, I kind of did, didn't I?
You had one automatic, right?
Yeah.
Two and two.
So you have two black successes or two black takeaways.
Ooh, that's a six,
though. And that's a six reroll, so.
This is a very important roll.
Come on, baby.
Yeah.
Nope. All right, so you're scrambling. It's raining, of course, so your initial attempt is not successful.
You need a boost?
So I climb down and I run in the front door.
You didn't get more black successes than regular successes.
So it's not a critical failure.
So it's not a botch.
Not a botch.
Hey, Shorty, you want a boost?
So you
shop.
So he goes around the side, and he's you don't really know what's going on. So you're just going to go to the front door.
Right.
Okay. You walk up, and you're taking Ivan with you?
He's in front.
He's in front. So he's limping on his crutch, goes up to the door, and just opens it up and walks inside. Walking into the first floor, you see that it is completely open. There's pillars. It's a rather big warehouse looking. The side that Reginald's crawling up has big doors for carriages to come in to be loaded up and things like that. Whatever this was originally used for, it was probably tied to storing. Like it's a storehouse, so it was probably storing dry goods and things like that. Hasn't been used for a while, so anyway. So this is like where deliveries and things like that would be originally done. So you walk in, and Ivan is just directly walking towards a back staircase straight ahead. You know, your boots are echoing in this large, spacious area.
As we walk, I'm going to ask Ivan, why is your master your master?
The master created me.
So he gave you life.
He just looks at you like he's confused.
Right. Has he created any others? We might be walking into an army here.
Great. Give Eric some more ideas, Sean.
Yes.
It's Clone Wars. He nods. There has been failures. So you make it to the back staircase and start going up. Go ahead, Reginald, and try and climb again.
Try again.
Trying again. You doing the same thing with the black dice?
In
the
two?
Hmm?
Do you think it was wise to send our small friend to climb up this by himself?
No, not really.
Mm. Oh, yes.
I have complete faith in Reginald. He's a member of the RAF.
Three more.
Okay.
He's never let me down.
Hmm.
Are you not rolling the extra two?
He's not afraid of heights, but that's an agreement.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
He's a paratrooper. I'm sure he's jumped before.
Somebody needs to boost him that first rung.
He's resourceful.
It's short.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and roll two extra dice.
All right.
Do the same thing.
If it wasn't for my laziness, I probably would have been a supreme climber.
If I wasn't so lazy.
Yeah.
Actually, I never found a need.
I have a climbing of two.
Here it goes. Let's try it again.
Okay. Climb it up.
Oh, no black successes.
No black successes.
Yay.
Oh, there's one, two, three, four. Oh my God, look at all the ones. Way to go. Good roll.
Six.
Six successes.
Nice.
Okay.
You just dry off your hands.
So, you kind of dry off your hands, rub them on your pants, climb up. You're like looking at it for a second time. You're like, oh, I was completely going the wrong direction. So then you climb up and like a cat.
Meow.
Spider-Man.
Told you. See, spider pig.
Spider pig.
Spider pig.
All right, so you guys make it up to the second floor. You know, goes up to a landing, and then it goes up again to a door. And Ivan's having a lot of trouble getting up these stairs. So it's really slow and methodical.
Come on, you abomination.
Like one step. One step.
Maybe you should go help him with the other arm.
Nah.
Put your,
Okay.
Let him put his arm around your neck.
Okay, so by the time they make it to the second floor and they open up the door, Reginald, you've actually made it up to the third floor. Now, do you want to go up on the roof or do you want to go in the third floor?
Well, what do I see as I go up?
Okay, that would be a perception roll.
Okay.
After this, I would like to hang back a bit and try out this steely skin thing because it sounds like it might be good protection.
Adds to your armor.
Yeah.
And that is a botch.
You botched it.
Yep.
All right, so.
Yep, just one black die. Okay. No green successes.
No regular successes, nope. One black.
Yep.
Yeah, so you're peering into the window.
And my eyeball pops out.
No, you can't see. And then the window opens.
That I'm standing at?
Oh, dear. As someone obviously was watching you looking into the window.
Whoa.
And we will return to you.
I say, hello.
Follow us on Twitter. We're at Gamers Table.
Like us on Facebook.
Listen to us on iTunes.
Or on Stitcher.
Got a question you want read during the show? Send us an email at feedback@gamerstable.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 559-546-1231. Check out some other great shows affiliated with us at rpgcrosstalk.webs.com.
You have been listening to Gamers Table, registered trademark SideTangent Productions. Visit us at gamerstable.com. Products and intellectual properties discussed during this podcast are the properties of their respective owners. This production is for entertainment purposes only. Any commercial broadcast is prohibited without written consent from SideTangent Productions.